And a very good morning. Happy Friday as we welcome you in here on WQAM, the B Crew, for one more show today.
I always hate when you call us the B Crew.
Oh, we have called you up from the minors, Omar. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day, here with you this morning.
Dan Day, do you feel like a AAA player?
Feel like a AAA All-Star every day of my life.
There you go. That's a beautiful thing. All right.
All right.
Joe will be back with us on Monday. We do have a loaded Friday show for you. Joe's going to join us today.
Okay.
He will join us by phone later on in the show. Get his thoughts on what is a big ball game tonight for the Miami Heat down at the Kaseya Center. So we'll talk to Joe later on today. We will talk to Mike Florio as we usually do here on Fridays. And I did see an interesting clip from their program yesterday, Omar, and Chris Sims just kind of railing on Tua, as he has been known to do on occasion.
Absolutely. He never lets an opportunity to escape him to basically tell you how much he hates Tua and how much Tua is not an ideal quarterback for an NFL team.
Not Justin Herbert. He makes sure to always put that in.
Okay, yes. Of course, he's not Justin Herbert.
We can play that for you at some point. If you want to get riled up, so we can do that.
I have this discussion all the time with my All Dolphins podcast partner, Alan Poupard, and it's a ongoing discussion, which, you know, I know where most of the world sits. I'm of the opinion that Tua will eventually have a better career than Justin Herbert, and so far he's had a better career than Justin Herbert, who's on his third head coach. And it's never going to be Justin Herbert's fault to the Justin Herbert excuse makers. But I know for a fact, because I've talked to one of those star receivers in my work with I Am Athlete, Justin Herbert lacks that leadership intangible that will probably never come. And it's hard for his teammates to believe in him. And while the talent is all world, the performance sometimes lacks, especially when you need your star player to sort of put the team on its back. Now, obviously, he's performed well in the clutch at times, but there's just something missing. Now, hopefully, Harbaugh can bring it out.
So this was a disgruntled receiver that told you this?
No, he wasn't disgruntled.
Decided to trash him?
No.
It's the first time I've ever heard him get trashed like that. So
no, you won't hear it publicly.
Okay.
So.
You're breaking that here for us this morning, which I appreciate.
It's not really breaking.
Look, man, today just doesn't feel like the right day to go like to Herbert, like who's better or whatever. But it was. I just thought that clip from Chris Sims was like, he was like screaming about the Tua contract, and it's like, well, you know, the contract's probably going to get done, and a lot of the stuff he said was accurate. We'll play it later.
Glad you acknowledge that, because it's very important, even for the Tua supporters. A lot of what he said is accurate.
Yes, like Chris Greer is tied to Tua, and he does not want to admit defeat. All that kind of stuff.
There is no defeat. Tua's had a productive, successful NFL career.
Well, we'll play it later, and everyone can react to that. I just want to run down everything that's going on here for you at the moment where we sit here. So we have that going. We have the draft in 6 days from today. The draft is on next Thursday, so we are officially under a week until the NFL draft, so that is good news. The Heat will be in action tonight. They will be taking on the Bulls. If you saw the news yesterday about Jimmy Butler, it was basically exactly what Shams and others were saying, that it is an MCL and it is going to be probably the rest of the way here for Jimmy. Again, the Heat would have to make some sort of very late run in this thing to have any shot of getting him back, but I think he's probably gonna be finished for the playoff run, which is pretty wild considering, again, the amount of the amount of effort you put into to get to this point. And by effort, I mean mental effort.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, hey, we're saving it all for the playoffs, and this is when Jimmy's gonna do his thing. And
I think we can look at the season and probably say there are about 3 games that the Heat should have taken care of and taken care of business, and they would probably have been in the sixth seed. And this is what happens when you don't take the regular season seriously.
Yep. So Tyler Hero, go out and get him tonight, man. Tyler Hero's over-under points set at 25.5. They know he's going to be a heavy volume player tonight. So this is Tyler Hero's shot, man. This is a great, by the way, is a great opportunity for Tyler Hero to prove, you know, what he's capable of doing. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that are on the fence about him. Some people think he can play. Some people don't. You know, wherever you stand on Tyler Hero, I think he's kind of a little bit of a mystery to me at this point because, again, like the Heat made that run last year without him. But, but he is talented. There's no question about it. So we'll see him tonight on full display.
Talented
he's the
shooter.
Number one guy. He's the guy. It's all going to work through him tonight.
Oh, come on. So is there a ruling on Rozier and Duncan?
Out.
Yeah,
Rozier,
they are,
out?
They are out, Omar.
Wow. How
about Robinson,
though? He's going to be shorthanded tonight, to say the least. But you, again, have sort of dug yourself into this hole, and that is where we stand. So we have – they actually have two play-in games tonight. The other one is the Kings and the Pelicans. That will be the late game here this evening. Zion Williamson is not going to play. And I told you this yesterday. So now, Omar, I opened up the Hard Rock app this morning just to check a few things, try to be prepared for what we were going to say here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And looking me square in the eye is a boost.
Those
overdrive
always get you.
Boost. And it says Kings to win over Pelicans, +110. I'm showing it to you, Omar. Look at this. +110, staring you right in the face. And I just think to myself,
you know, you can delete the app, right?
How on earth can New Orleans beat the Pelicans tonight or beat the Kings tonight? The Kings they beat the crap out of the Warriors. Is it the fact that they have to get on a plane and travel? Like, what is it that is making the line, you know, so close? But
no, the Pelicans should be at home tonight.
Yeah, no, they are. The Kings had to go on an airplane, right, and get over there. I just don't know. Dan, I don't know, man. You're a Pelicans. You're a New Orleans guy,
yeah.
And I talked to you about it before the show. I don't see any way that
you got no
the Kings
Zion. You got
game,
Brandon Ingram, your best player, or second best player, depending on how you look at it. He's had nagging injuries. He couldn't even finish the game the other night. C.J. McCollum is Mr. Playoffs. Oh, my goodness. Willie Green, the coach, doesn't have a lot of playoff experience, especially a lot of winning experience for the Pelicans. Yeah, Sacramento played very well in the playoffs last year. They just didn't have enough in the last game against Steph Curry, who dropped 50. They won already a play-in game. A lot of reasons to go with the Kings tonight. And that's just not me being a negative Pelicans fan, but yeah.
All right, so we have that. The Marlins, their game was postponed yesterday, so the Marlins didn't get a chance for another loss yesterday, which is nice. They are in Chicago taking on the Chicago Cubs. And Omar, because we got a lot of stuff going on down here in our little town, we got the Panthers' schedule is set. Round one is all good to go here. By the way, Goldie will have the call for you. Full round one coverage, Bally Sports Florida.
And
Goldie and Moeller and those guys do such a great job. One of my favorite broadcasts to watch. Sunday at 12:30, a little matinee.
Real simple with
there.
The Panthers. It's basically every other day. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. It's just day on, day off, day on, day off.
Yep. So you got a 12:30
start.
Dan's
figured out how
Sunday.
To plan his life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
12:30 on Sunday, 7:30 Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Thursday as it will shift to Tampa. And then it is like Dan said, Thursday, Saturday. And hopefully that'll be that and the Panthers can move on, right? Let's get it done as quickly as possible.
How confident are you, Dan Day, Panthers pulling out the series?
Oh, over Tampa?
Yeah.
I'm confident.
That didn't sound very confident.
I'm not gonna sit there
the
and
Panthers
take my shirt
will,
off.
The Panthers will take this thing. I think the Panthers will win this series. I do.
I think it's gonna be a harder run than we.
I wouldn't look too into this one, Omar. I think the Panthers will handle it. I think the team that's in trouble right now is the team that's gonna be playing tonight, and that is the Miami Heat, who will play the Bulls at home, 7 o'clock start from the Kaseya Center. We will have that one for you here on WQAM as well. Of course, the Panthers games will also be here on QAM with Doug Plagans on the call. But the Heat, should they win tonight, they will open up on Sunday against the Boston Celtics. So a little 1-8 action, and the Heat have been down that road before. The only difference is Jimmy Butler is not going to be around for this run. So that is everything we got going on here on a Friday. Good morning to Richie and all the crew out at Hard Rock Stadium. They're working on the Formula One event. texting nice and early here this
morning. What's Richie doing working on the formal?
I don't know, man. He's building the track.
Richie, please.
He's getting us ready.
Tell me what you're doing, Richie. Let me figure out what role you're playing.
Whatever he's doing.
Building this track. Why are they doing it at 6 a.m.?
They have a very nice event over there, and I would like that you would just leave it alone.
No, morning. I love the F1 event. I love everything that they throw over there at my second home, Joe Robbie Stadium.
You're going to stick to that this morning?
I mean,
Joe Robbie Stadium.
I guess it's Hard Rock.
Thank you.
I mean, they paid enough money for it.
They did pay enough money for it.
They're subsidizing
Hard Rock is
the
cool,
team.
By the way. Hard Rock's a cool name for a stadium.
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock Stadium. You got the Hard Rock logo. There's some stadiums that have kind of dopey names around the country. That one's pretty cool.
Okay, with the guitar? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, stadiums named after, like, insurance companies and,
like,
you know, financial
City
companies. And yeah, what was that stadium called? What do they call it? Like, Giha Stadium or something?
Yeah, Giha,
whatever the hell that is. Like, so what is it, like an insurance company or something? They got the stadium in New York, the MetLife Stadium.
What's the stadium that was named after the Ponzi scheme?
Had that FTX.
FTX
Arena. That didn't last very long. That was our building down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's been through a couple of names.
Well,
so
we would be the capital of the Ponzi scheme stadiums.
Remember, they were trying to make it the Bang Bros Arena. Do you remember that?
No, I
BBC.
Do not.
Yeah, the BBC. Oh, the Bang Bros Center. Yeah, that's right. The BBC.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan, for correcting me this morning on that one.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Is Bang Bros still going strong?
I don't know, man.
Yes.
That's a tough question to ask at 6 a.m. on a Friday.
I mean, hey, sometimes you got to take care of what you got to take care of at 6 a.m. So.
Yeah, it's just, you check that out later.
I'll look it up.
Look it up on the Q&A. Look it up on the Odyssey website.
Well, that's the best time to do it, because if you get busted, then you're like, it was for work purposes, and it's on the record.
Can't be any worse than what those guys here are doing at night. So, you know, I always complain about how
my God. Are you really?
I don't care. I always complain. I'm sure everyone out there works with gross people, right? And I feel like our guys, you know, sometimes take the cake. But, like, yesterday was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. So those guys at night, they just destroy that room in there. They just don't care. You know, they treat it like it's a hotel room, like someone's just going to come in and clean up after them the next, you know, after they leave.
Yeah.
Well, to them it is. We have guys that throw stuff all over the floor and just don't pick it
up.
And
make sure you add that you're also a germaphobe. So,
I'm not a germaphobe. Those guys just gross me out.
In fact,
completely far from being a germaphobe, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you come across as a germaphobe when you come into here.
Yeah, when I come in here. But so let me, I don't know if people work with people this gross. Somebody decided last night or the night before, so it would have been during the Heat game broadcast, whoever was running the Heat game, that they would eat peanuts in there and not, you know, like a regular, you know, thing of peanuts
pack
that
of
you
peanuts
buy, a little pack of peanuts, whatever.
No.
They went for the ones in the shell.
Yeah.
The ones that you know, they have them.
You have to crack them and break them.
They're in their produce. If you don't know where they sell these things, they're in the produce section.
You did your research.
The only reason I know this is because if you go to Publix, they actually sell a Marlins branded bag of peanuts.
Okay.
Because as far as I know, the only place that somebody would eat these things is either at a baseball game or at one of those restaurants, I don't know if they exist anymore, where they used to put peanuts at the center of the table and you throw them on the floor, and that was like the whole shtick of the restaurant. I don't know if that place exists. You're looking at me like crazy.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, something like that. I don't even know if that's still a thing anymore. I have no idea. But those are the two places that I imagine that people would eat peanuts that come in with the shell and everything, because they're incredibly messy. So we come in yesterday morning, and, you know, Dan's in there, and the guy has a garbage can in there, right next to the desk, and it's filled with peanut shells. And I'm looking around the floor, and I go, what the hell happened in here? Because they're all over the floor, because, you know, again, if you ever crack those things open, you know that they're, you know,
there's shrapnel everywhere.
There is shrapnel. That's a very good way to describe it.
I work with words for a living.
It's a very, very messy food. that was good. That was good.
If you didn't know, I was a writer.
I've heard. But, like, I was just so, like, shocked because, again, I've never seen anybody eat that food outside of those two settings.
Yes.
That's true.
Right? Like, they have, if you go to Publix.
You don't think people in the privacy of their home want to crack peanuts?
No. No, because you wouldn't do that to
see,
your home.
See, if Dan Day's, like, saying no, then this is just really, it's not just it's, you. Yeah.
But like.
I don't. So, it's so a, maybe it's a Southern thing.
So you get the peanuts. No. I don't think, I don't think this is a regional thing either.
Yeah.
And a guy says, Texas says boiled peanuts are good. I'm sure they are. But the boiled peanuts, I don't think make
they're
a
softer.
Mess that this one does.
Yeah, yeah.
And two things of note for you, Danny, too.
Yeah, please.
A, obviously,
please.
You're not supposed to eat in the studio, much less messy things. Number two.
Come on, I'm sitting here eating in the studio right now.
You're eating an orange, though, and that's not going to make, like, the little, what is that, a cutie?
A tangerine. It's a tangerine.
Yeah, it's a cutie.
I don't like the cutie.
That's the same thing.
It's not a tangerine. We're not rebranding tangerines. I'm sorry.
All right, whatever.
Well, nonetheless, you're not supposed to be eating in the studio, Omar. But number two.
You going
to
slap my hand? What's going on here?
Number two, are cleaning people arbitrarily decide when to clean? There is no rhyme or reason to the days they come. Like, I've tried to catch, like, oh, is it a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing or a Tuesday, Thursday? No, it's just one week it might be a Wednesday, one week it might be a Monday. They just come when they decide to come.
I've been here when they actually come, and they don't come in the studios.
I think that's an issue
because generally nobody's in the studios when they come. It would be nice if you ran a vacuum in here, probably. You know, spray a little Lysol. I'm becoming Hollywood here.
I could be way off on this one
because this place is filthy.
I'm not a
germaphobe. No, seriously, it is.
But I could.
You
be,
are.
And I could be way off on this one. Maybe there's a big peanut eating crowd out there that doesn't go.
Texas must be killing.
You know where the regular nut aisle is. The nut aisle.
I would have no idea where the nut aisle.
The nut.
Okay. I do know where the
nut
aisle.
You know where it is? It's right across from the milk and the yogurt. It's in the milk and yogurt aisle, right across, at least in my Publix. So they have like
no, that's your Brickell Publix.
No. So they have the candy, then like
okay, yes.
Then they have the popcorn.
Okay,
they make it yourself popcorn.
It's not in milk because that's in produce. It's in the water aisle.
Well, some people have different layouts, obviously, but like right next to the rice cakes.
Publix tries to keep it all traditional.
I've noticed. They have all the different nuts, and they have all kinds of peanuts in jars and. Cans and bottles and whatever, you know, they have them, plastic jars, like they have all different kinds. To find the peanuts that have the shells, you do have to go into the produce section, and they're like underneath the like the mangoes.
They're below eye level.
Yeah, they're below eye level. They are not a hot ticket item, clearly. And I feel like
somebody must be buying them, though.
They have the only ones that I could tell that they even sold there were the Marlins branded ones because they probably think to themselves the only way someone is buying these is if they are sneaking them into the baseball game.
But how do you sneak that into the baseball game, though?
Well, it's not sneaking, technically. Easy. You just put it in. They allow you to bring food in now at the Marlins games.
What?
As long as you put it in a sealed gallon Ziploc bag, you can bring food into Marlins games.
That's odd.
The Marlins games, they told us when we walked in the other day, don't even take stuff out of your pocket. They go, come on, just come on through. Come through the metal detector. That's what they told us.
Yeah.
Well, don't be snitching. Snitches get stitches.
What am I snitching on?
You're snitching on the security staff, brother.
Well, if Dan had his weaponry, I'm sure the thing would have beeped as he went
I think
through,
it's actually...
Someone said I'm sheltered on the text. I don't know, man. I just don't know who eats peanuts.
I need
the shell. Like as a normal snack in an indoor setting.
Not in my house.
I just don't know who does this, but we had a guy.
Like you might have to go eat outside.
We had a guy the other night that just went to town on a bunch of them, and they all left all the shells in the trash can, left the trash can in there all over the floor.
Shrapnel all over the floor.
If you offered me a bag right now, appalling. Like do you want these for later? I'd be like, no, that's just too much. I don't want that.
Like crab for me. Like I like the taste of crab.
It's hard to eat too much.
But I'm not interested in all that work.
It is hard.
And it's messy, and it's dirty, and it's all in your fingers.
There's the Cajun crab place where, you know, basically you got to wear like an outfit that you don't want to care about anymore. Just because it's going to be everywhere.
Anyway, so we got another
Any place that you got to wear a bib, they're going to give you a bib, probably not the place you want to eat.
We got another Heat game tonight, so I'll be very intrigued to see when we come in on Monday morning. what kind of snacking went down in there tonight. I don't know. What's the next grossest item these people can bring in here to snack on tonight? What's the next messier item outside? Peanuts might be the messiest possible food you could eat. shelled peanuts. And again, I would never think of that. So
let's get the text history going.
Sorry, I had to.
Tell us what's the messiest food you could possibly eat.
Had to vent about that this morning.
That was yesterday's issue for you.
That was.
I'm surprised you didn't take it to the airwaves. I think you learned it too late.
I know.
I know, but that's like your home.
I felt yesterday there was too much going on. Today, there is also a lot going on, but it had to be said. We're going to take a pause. We do have a lot to get to on the program here today. We will have Joe stopping by with us, so we're excited to talk to Joe. We'll track him down out there in the Marysville, Milpitas area in California. So we will track Joe down here this morning.
You gotta let the Milpitas go.
No. Not only that,
you
want
to hold on to it.
It's growing.
All right.
Because we're gonna work on getting some apparel. We're gonna see if maybe Bo can't sign some stuff for us. We're gonna.
You keep messing with Bo. I don't think you've seen him lately. He still looks like he can play in the NFL.
Oh, I'm sure Bo can whoop my ass. I don't doubt that. The real key is to not run into him. Anyway, that to me.
You know he knows where you are from 6 to 10, right?
I know he does. But the key is to not run into him at any point. Bo does scare me, no question about it.
Oh, Bo's a scary man.
Yeah, Bo's an intense dude. He does scare me. The key is to not run into him. While we are doing this, Joe will have to get the items signed. But we do have people that are interested in some Milpitas branded gear. So we'll continue to work on that. Hopefully Joe is out there doing some
research.
Their
mascots aren't really the Trojans, right?
Yeah, they are. They are. They sure are. We found out the condom was invented in the 1800s, by the way.
Huh?
I asked Joe, we were talking about the Trojans or whatever, and I asked Joe, I said, did they have condoms in your prime? You know, and he's like, I don't know. And I said, I don't know when they were invented, Joe. And we looked it up. It was like 1850. And it was like the Goodyear company that did it. So,
Goodyear, the people make tires.
They make rubber.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if they had like lambskin.
No, they had rubber.
I know.
Right? Anyway, we'll get down to the bottom of that with Joe later on in the show. And Mike Florio will join us. We'll play this clip for you and get your reaction as well. This clip from Chris Sims from PFT Live.
Would you respect it more if it was Phil Sims?
I don't disrespect it either way. I mean, it seems harsh. It seems harsh because I think Tua has made some accomplishments here that seem to get overlooked by people. But we'll play it for you. We'll get your thoughts as Chris Sims railed on Tua pretty good here. So we'll hear from him when we come back. Loaded show for you here on this Friday. Hope everyone is having a great start to their morning. More to come here on QAM.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, my big thing or my concern is that, hey, Chris Greer, right, he's tied to Tua. There's a lot of pressure with him in the Tua situation. It didn't work out with Brian Flores. Everybody knows Justin Herbert's better than Tua in the NFL. We know Joe Burrow's in another stratosphere. Oh, no, Jordan Love's starting to look like you might want him over a Tua long term, right? And where I worry about the Dolphins is Chris Greer going to tie himself to such a point with Tua and prove that, oh, he is good and he's the guy, that he's going to hurt the rest of the football team kind of to save his own ass a little bit about the Tua pick. That's what I would worry about. What are they going to pay him? What are you going to pay him? Like, just like I would say to, we talked about the Cowboys or what I would say with the Giants last year. Who are you negotiating against, right? What's the number, right? Don't just throw a number out there because you think you need to throw that number out there. Right? They could throw, like last year with Daniel Jones, Why 40 million a year? Why? Like, you could have gave him 34, and I think that you could have gone, tell me some other team that would give you 34 or 32. Show us that team. Oh, crickets? That's right. And I feel like you could do the same thing with Tua. But these teams negotiate against themselves right now with certain situations and go, you know, here's this. No, we'll give you more. We'll give you more. And it makes no sense. And I feel like the Dolphins are going to do that with Tua.
Yeah, Chris Sims all riled up on PFT Live talking about Tua Tagovailoa. Mike Florio was there, by the way. He was allowing the rant to proceed. And we'll talk to Mike Florio later.
It's good
in
for
the
business.
Show. That is good for business, yes. So I hear. Rants are good for the business.
Honestly, what lie did he tell, though?
Do you believe that Chris Greer is just stubborn?
No.
With this thing that he...
He firmly, truly, without a doubt, believes in Tua.
Yeah, I think he believes in Tua. But
yes.
With that being said,
and
though,
so does Mike McDaniel.
Does he believe in Tua because Tua was his pick and because he thinks, I'm just going to go down with the ship
one
way or another here?
No. I think, one, he's comfortable and confident. I believe Chris Greer's probably signed like two more extensions privately, and we have no idea about it. Two, so he's all right. He'll be fine. Remember, he's been with this organization for 20 years. Not to say he's done a good job, but he's been with this organization for 20 years, and we know that Steve Ross does not like to hire new people.
That's not even a debate. Good job, bad job. The results speak for themselves over the last 20 years for the Miami Dolphins franchise. So you don't even have to, you know, debate good, bad, or be in between. The results speak for themselves. Continue on, please.
Now, he believes in Tua. And part of the reason why they fired Brian Flores was because Brian Flores did not believe in Tua. The Tua battle wasn't necessarily, I mean, the Flores battle wasn't necessarily Flores and management more so than it was Flores and Tua. Now, it was also Flores and management. He was kind of insubordinate when he wouldn't want to tank and, you know, kind of threw them under the bus for their tanking efforts. Which, you know, say whatever you want about it, but we all knew what we were doing that season.
Was there a scenario where Brian Flores remained without
Tua?
Tua?
Maybe if they landed Deshaun Watson and that whole courtship.
How hard did they try to get him?
Really hard. They did.
Man. See, that would have been a major mistake too.
And they tried to get Tom Brady.
That would not
then
have been
they tried
a mistake.
To get Sean Payton. Sean Payton and Tom Brady were a package deal. When that fell through, they were like, okay, let's get Mike McDaniel. And Mike McDaniel believes in Tua and has invested in Tua and has sort of propped him up and helped him become a better player and a better leader.
Do you believe?
And we'll see how far that takes us.
Do you believe Mike McDaniel truly believes
Absolutely.
In Tua
no
at
question.
The start? Or is this a situation of, hey, we're going to offer you this job, but – it comes with this guy attached, similar to what happened to Adam down here with Ryan Tannehill. Right?
Yes.
He had to come in. I mean, Adam had to come in here, and, you know, he was the guy. So it's like, you know, either you believe in Ryan and you want to take this job and this is what you have to work with. Because
I think if Adam
Gase
wanted to
not,
get another quarterback, he could have.
I don't know about that, but clearly with Tua, keep it with Tua. Clearly, with this situation, they were going to bring in a coach that was going to work with Tua. This was not a situation of we're going to bring in a coach and he can do what he wants. And
actually, when it was Sean Payton, it was they were going to bring in a coach.
Sean Payton is a different situation. I'm talking about
who they were hiring.
Mike McDaniel coaching search.
I think it was a situation where you're definitely going to do it in the first year. You're going to figure out whether you can make this work, and then we'll move from there. And when he got here in the first year, obviously it was a big success story. And Tua was a top-rated passer. He couldn't stay healthy, but he was a top-rated passer in the NFL. And then the next year, he kind of continued that trend upwards. And then when you see the success that Jalen Hurts has had, and you see the success now that Jordan Love is having, and you see the success Justin Herbert has had, even though he hasn't had as much success as Tua, they feel like, and this is something that's, you know, the tanking was specifically done for Tua. So whether you want to...
Oh, I remember the tank for Tua stuff.
Yeah, we were intentionally being bad for Tua. Then he suffered the hip injury.
But that was when Tua was also the number one pick.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if he would have ever been the number one pick because Joe Burrow kind of
get hurt.
Came out of
nowhere.
Yeah,
that's true. The Joe Burrow thing certainly didn't help, but he also suffered a significant injury. Which
he was still selected fifth overall.
Yes, he was.
But Chris Greer is part of a camp, part of the army of Tua supporters and believers. And understand, Tua is good for business. And you could say whatever you want about him as a player.
This good for business thing is really silly, though.
Why is it really silly?
Because what do you mean good for business? Like he sells tickets and T-shirts?
Bro. Let me let you know, Tua makes money. Tua makes me money. Like, Tua is...
I'm glad he makes you money, and I'm glad he makes the
Dolphins
money.
Tua makes QAM money.
But that doesn't matter.
No. Oh, yes, I will.
No.
Yes, I will.
We know what makes us money? If the Dolphins win. If the Dolphins were a winning team, that's helpful. They are somewhat of a winning team.
They are a winning team.
But the good-for-business thing has nothing to do with anything.
Tua has probably...
Chris Greer is not sitting there like, hey, you know, we got to get this extension
done.
This guy sells a lot of jerseys.
Not Chris Greer. But there might be other people. Listen, Tua's... Right,
we got to take a pause.
Tua's phenomenal for business. And, yes, he's having a good marginal amount of success, which makes it good for business. But trust me... That you can't name 10 players in the NFL who are better for business for the league than Tua. It doesn't happen.
I want to get to this.
There might not
back.
Even be five.
305 says Ross doesn't care about winning. Ross cares about the Dolphins. Cares that the Dolphins make money. I'm going to get to that when we come back. You cover the team. We'll get your take on that. We're going to take a pause, and Joe is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Florio is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. It's a football Friday on a basketball Friday. Here as the Heat in the play-in tournament trying to get past the Bulls tonight, keep their season alive. Miami facing elimination tonight. The Panthers, they get rolling on Sunday against the Lightning. We'll take a pause. Chris Sims, not a Tua fan. He let it rip pretty good there, and we played that for you in the previous segment. And he's talking about the Dolphins bidding against themselves and this and that. And, you know, look, this will get done. I would think eventually here, Omar. I don't think Tua will play.
Here's the thing.
On the fifth-year option. I don't know what the number is going to be. It's not my money. It's not your money, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, it does matter because no matter what, in a year or two, it's going to handcuff the team in terms of how they can build. Because there are two types of teams in the NFL.
If Tua's your quarterback,
there are two
types
of teams in your NFL. Those that are playing with inexpensive quarterbacks and can actually put money into the team, and those that are paying quarterbacks like their elite players $40 to $50 million and actually have to pinch pennies on their team.
So when you have to pay
quarterbacks, then you have to do what happened to the Buffalo Bills this year, which is they had to have a ridiculous
Buffalo's
exodus.
Buffalo's been competing for a Super Bowl, though.
Yes,
so,
I don't know.
Josh Allen is that kind of guy you want to pay that money to. The question to me is, can Tua get you to that point? Can Tua get you?
What proof do you have that he can't?
Well, none. Oh, I thought you were going to say can. And I
no,
was
what
say
proof do you
none.
Have that he can't, other than the fact that...
Other than his entire body of work?
Winning record, productive quarterback, one of the statistically best quarterbacks the last 2 years in the NFL.
But everything up to this point
mm-hmm.
has proven to me that he is not capable of that. Now, I don't want this to turn into bash to a session.
Because what? Because he can't beat Patrick Mahomes? There are a lot of quarters. Josh Allen can't beat Patrick Mahomes.
Not only did he not beat Patrick Mahomes, but he looked terrible in that game.
Yeah, that game.
Also,
hold on.
Oh no, it was cold. I know. I got you.
And
Omar,
and was did he
had,
have all of his weaponry?
You had three games at the end of that season.
Three games
that were critical that you needed to win. You had Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Bills. You had the Chiefs.
Did he have Raheem Mostert, who was a Pro
teams,
Bowl running back?
Stop.
I'm asking
stop
you a question.
For a second.
Answer
and
the question.
And I'm asking you a question.
Well, you
those
play with
teams
what you
are not
have,
going.
Though.
Those, yes,
yeah,
of course you play with
course.
What you have, Dan. That's why I'm not even addressing his comment. Do you not have to beat those teams? Are those not going to be the teams that are
standing in
front
of everybody who can beat Patrick Mahomes sucks, right?
It's not that he can't beat Patrick Mahomes. It's that those are the teams. Do you agree that Baltimore is not going anywhere?
Absolutely, they're not going anywhere.
Do you agree
anywhere.
That Buffalo is not going anywhere?
And do you know he has a winning record against Baltimore?
Do you agree that Buffalo is not going
that.
Anywhere?
Acknowledge that. Do you know that he has a winning record against Baltimore?
I'm asking you a question. Do you acknowledge that those teams are not going anywhere?
Baltimore, Kansas City, and Buffalo, they're all not going anywhere.
So those are the
Wait,
teams
Kansas
you have
City's
to get
not
past.
Going anywhere?
Where's Kansas City going?
To the Super Bowl every year?
No, no, I'm saying they're not going anywhere in terms of he has to go through them.
Oh, going anywhere. I thought you meant they were
Baltimore, Kansas City, and Buffalo, they're all there. They're not going anywhere, and you have to get through them. Now, I would rather tell you that Tua can't get through them if I saw him with a full arsenal of weaponry, saw him with a healthy offensive line, saw him with a healthy Tyreek, and then tell you, okay, he can't get it done. But we didn't see that. We never saw that. And his first year, he didn't even play in the playoffs because he was battling the concussions. The second year, okay, he's basically playing with one hand tied behind his back in a playoff game in horrible weather.
Wait,
where you can't even throw the ball on one side of the field.
Whose fault is that?
His fault.
Yeah, we had perfect weather conditions the week before against Buffalo. What did you do?
Yeah,
well, you didn't have your starting lineup.
Still didn't have his starting offensive line. Still didn't have his top weapon.
So all we do is make excuses now? Is that what we're making?
Yeah, well, good thing those other teams were 100% healthy.
Yeah, of course. Every other team in the league was healthy, Omar. Good for them.
Okay. Do you think it was fair that he did not have his Pro Bowl running back or his 3-time 1,000-yard receiver against we're talking about Buffalo Bills? Because I'm not talking about the game where they dragged a one-legged Raheem Mostert and one-legged Jalen Waddle out there on the field play against Chiefs. I'm not addressing that game. I'm in Buffalo. Offensive line stripped down. It is what it is.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Well, let me finish.
Let me ask you something. You keep with this offensive line's hurt. The offensive line's hurt. Was the offensive line a problem in those games?
They weren't great, and they didn't help him.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought the offensive line was okay in those last
few
games.
They were okay.
I thought they did enough.
They were okay because he masked how bad they were.
You're in some, like, you know, la-la land world here that the offensive line is just going to be healthy at the end of the season.
Buffalo's had a healthy offensive line for the entire season.
Well, you know what? The Dolphins don't get that lucky.
Okay, exactly.
So, you know what?
Maybe one day they will.
Well, I would plan for them to continue to be a little bit banged up by the end of the NFL season, Omar. That's just kind of how it goes. But
don't always lose your starting running back.
You just can't. But you
your
can't
Pro Bowl running back. Your
yeah, you know what?
Thousand...
A lot of teams do lose their running backs. A lot of teams do.
Yeah, they do.
It happens.
And Cleveland Browns made it to the playoffs.
And a lot
with
of
them.
Teams
yeah.
lost their starting quarterbacks last year. It happens.
And they made it to the playoffs with them. With Donald.
It happens.
You're right.
All right, we've accomplished nothing here in this first hour. We'll take a pause.
Can I make the point that Chris Sims, he is right. The Dolphins are bidding against themselves.
Yes, they are.
So, you know.
But that's what you got to do, right? You're in a contract negotiation with a guy. What are you going to say? This is our offer, take it or leave it?
Yes. And he could leave it.
I think he should take the bet. I think Tua should take the best offer they are willing to give him. Because if I were him, I would not play another year. Without a long-term deal, I think that would be, you know, very, very foolish on his part. I'm guessing he realizes that, right?
We'll see.
Betting on himself for another year would be a foolish move. Because even if he does do that, Omar, and he has a similar season to what he just had, what's the market for him out there?
Exactly what Chris Sims is saying.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.